girl went to Paris, a young girl, and decided to buy her parents a souvenir. She thought she'd be nice and buy them an Eiffel Tower-shaped candle. However, it was not an Eiffel-shaped tower candle. Kind of the same, like, going upwards.
A little bit like a penis, Alan.
Well, yeah, it was a penis. It was shaped like a penis. The mum was horrified, went to the internet,
understandably
asked for help.
So.
And she believes that her daughter did buy it as an accident. So we asked the question on 13 27 10. When have you cocked up? We got Mick on the line from Australia, mate. When have you cocked up?
Well, coming home from a holiday, and we're in Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
I bought some salt and pepper shakers in the shape of penises for a friend of mine. They're pretty broad-minded.
Yeah.
And as we're going through the X-ray machine, the lady went, look what he's got, look what he's got. These two penises, I could see them. I said, no, look, they're salt and pepper shakers. I bought them at the local souvenir shop, because I'm thinking, here, it's like a drug bust or something. I'm going to get locked up. So they just thought it was a great joke. And they said, yeah, that's all right. They're having a bit of fun with me, that was all.
Do you still have them, mate? Still have the salt and pepper shakers?
I gave them to our friend as a gift.
Oh, yeah. They love them?
But I can get them. Oh, yeah. They use them a bit when we go around to parties and that.
I don't know about the idea of that, just sitting at the table with a mate and just like, hey, mate, can you just pass me the dick?
Yeah. Just they appreciated it. They enjoyed the joke. But I didn't enjoy the joke at the airport. I think I'm going to get locked up here.
No. Completely understand that one, mate.
They might not get too many people saying yes when cracked black pepper's offered.
Yeah.
We heard about this last week, WA Tourism, talking about potentially sending most of the tourists to Rottnest.
Yeah.
Of all places. We have a beautiful region here in the southwest.
Yeah, we do.
And they want to take full advantage of Rottnest? Like, it blows my mind. We were talking a little bit about this to the Bunbury Mayor last week, saying that, you know, kind of like, we didn't quite understand why, and he kind of agreed. He said, once you get there, you ride a bike, you take a selfie with a quokka, and then what do you do?
Oh, good on you, mate. Push Rottnest all your life, but the southwest is a jewel in the crown.
That is exactly it. But if they want a quokka, well, mate, we can give them a quokka. Now, give me a second. Just getting this bag.
Oh, here we go.
This bag. Just one second.
The things you bring into work.
All right. Now, I'm just going to slowly. You never believe what I actually have in here, mate. And I think we can solve the Southwest all their problems.
Oh, let me just. Could be anything.
Let me just open this bag here. Just give me a second. Just open this bag.
What is
it? Have a look at it. Look at this.
What
look,
is
at this.
Oh.
Look at it. It's a quokka.
How have you acquired a quokka?
How cute is this little guy?
How have you acquired a quokka?
Doesn't matter. Look at it. Look.
Oh, Jesus. It's coming from a hand.
It's starting to, it's a little bit aggressive. A little bit
rambunctious.
I don't know. It's been in the bag for a few days. So
it's a little irritable.
I don't know if that's why it's so angry.
But you've got a quokka.
Oh, look, let me pick it up and put it close to the mic so you can actually hear it properly. Let me just get it. I'll get it right here. Here it is. It's so angry. We got it. This is a bad idea. We're going to a song. Get out of here.
The Triple M Street Patrol.
Yes, the Triple M Street Patrol. Renee is out and about. If I haven't accidentally hung up on her, let's see where she is. Renee, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you son of a gun. Well, that scared me. Thanks, Renee. I'm going to go and change my pants. Thanks, Renee. You take it from here. Bye, mate. The potential of this news, I think, has got the whole of Busselton excited, including the whole southwest as well. Qantas potentially flying there. I have on the line Claire Savage, who is the Margaret River Busselton Tourism Association Chief Executive. A bit of a mouthful there, Claire. Claire, what does this mean to Busselton if this actually happens?
Look, I think it's going to be, as you say, it's going to be a game changer, because what it does is it cuts about 3.5 hours off the trip from Perth and from other places to make sure that folks from the eastern states can get here much, much quicker, and then they can experience our beautiful region for longer without all the, you know, the extra driving that coming from Perth involves.
Yeah, and is the airport ready to take this on?
Look, the runways are ready as far as I know, but we're still obviously waiting for the funding for the building. And I think, you know, based on whether or not we can get that deal through quickly, I think, you know, the money will come from government. So it's really exciting times, I think, for the region.
It really, really is. Tourism-wise, how much do you predict this could inject cash flow-wise into the community of Busselton?
Oh, look, we don't have actual figures, but I mean, it's obviously going to be substantial, because what it means is that people can come straight in. They'll need to, you know, they'll be staying in accommodation in the region. They'll be circulating to all of the businesses. They'll be going to all of the attractions. I think it's going to be substantial.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd have to come up with a new tourism campaign. Maybe get that, was it Lara Binger with Where the Bloody Hell Are Ya? But maybe do something like that and get everyone flying over to Busso.
Yeah, well, absolutely. They'll be here, though, already. You know, I think the draw of the region is already there for the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just getting them over the line there. I think a lot of them do balk at the extra time that it takes. So I think, you know, making it so much easier for them to get into the region and to experience everything that we have, you know, from Busselton all the way down to Augusta. It's a very unique place.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the reason why we are talking about this is the fact that Qantas has expressed that they are looking into it. If it does happen, do you think it'll be a Jetstar line? Qantas wouldn't have a clue at this point.
Look, I'm not sure. I think the city of Busselton are doing, you know, a great job doing the negotiations and getting people interested and excited, and they've been working on this for a very, very long time, and we've worked alongside them, you know, on the marketing piece to make sure that, you know, we have a really great experience for the airlines when they come. So, you know, when they came for Gourmet Escape last year, we hosted a couple of the airlines. Qantas are going to be, you know, bringing people into the region over the next few months and stuff for various experiences. So I think, you know, we're in a really good position. We've got a really great product down here.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully Qantas signs the dotted line and gets some planes over here. We'd love to see it.
Yeah, look, the city are working really hard on that. So, you know, hats off to them for their perseverance and for their excellent work that they've been doing.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Claire, thanks for the chat today.
Thanks for calling.
Got an Australian legend on the line. Very happy to be talking to this man, Laurie Lawrence. Morning to you, mate.
Morning. How are you guys over there?
Oh, mate, we're doing well. Summer seems like a distant memory at this point. And another thing that people might just start to forget about is the fact that they may own a pool or not. It comes down to that safety around keeping up your pool and maybe not keeping an eye on it so much. And you always run the risk of a kid maybe falling in, maybe drowning, which is why I love this idea that what you come up with, this April Pool's Day, mate. Tell me all about it.
How it came about was research was done, and we found that if you do CPR at the point of the immersion immediately that you get the child out of the pool, the child is four times more likely to survive. It's an amazing stat.
That is a huge statistic.
So with that, we thought, why don't we try to really push the CPR section of the Kids Alive Do the Five message? Because it is Kids Alive Do the Five. It's not Kids Alive Do the One, fence your pool or shut your gate or, as I love, learn to swim. I just think that's fantastic for infants.
Yep.
And supervision's a no-brainer. But this is something special that can save kids' lives if it's done at the point. But further research showed that 75% of people interviewed said they couldn't perform CPR. They didn't know how to do it.
That surprises me, because when I was a kid, I did Cub Scouts and Joey Scouts, and we all learnt CPR in part of that. Is this something that schools should be teaching, or I don't know, like who should be teaching CPR to kids?
Well, I think it should be done in schools as well. I mean, a lot of swim schools actually do it as part of their Learn to Swim Week or as part of their Swim Safer Week. A lot of swim schools do that.
Yeah.
But I think once you get into your final year of school, it should be mandatory to get your CPR certificate and even your first aid certificate, because leaving school, you're going out, here's another piece of paper, and then no load to carry when you've got those extra qualifications. So I think you're right. For once, you're right.
And parents should obviously know CPR as well.
Well, parents should know CPR, particularly if you've got a pool. And they do have, it is law in most states to have your CPR chart on the fence of the pool. So that gives you a bit of an idea. But this April Pool's Day, we are wanting parents to go to their local pool workshop and get a voucher and then go online and do the CPR course online, because Australian Red Cross have got a fantastic online course where you can do it on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer, at your own leisure. And it shows you all the rhythms, where to put your fingers if you're doing a baby CPR, how you put one hand if you're just going through younger kids. It just shows you what to do. And it just gives you that little bit of confidence if ever you do have to do CPR at the point of immersion.
Absolutely. If people want more information as well, they can always go to kidsalive.com.au. Thank you for the chat today, and hopefully people listening out there can appreciate just how important it is that everyone does get on board with learning CPR.
No, mate, it's something very, very important to have CPR, and thank you for your support.